Here we're going to do a quick demo of building from the command line. You'll notice that we've got our screwturnwiki.build custom build file. It's just sitting inside of a build folder. So let's bring up our Visual Studio 2008 command prompt. And here we can just do ms build. Now I'm in the solution root, so I have to specify the folder and then screwturnwiki. Now if I run target clean, it'll delete any directories that might exist. So that all succeeded. Now I can also do target init to initialize things, or I can just go ahead and actually do the compile. Since the compile is the default target, I can omit this completely, hit enter, and off it goes, compiling our solution. It has deleted that intermediate directory, recreated it, and then compiled everything in. So now actually let's take a look. We've got a build artifacts folder. It contains the published website, web application, there we go. And if we look at the rest of the build artifacts, you can see all the assemblies that were compiled with PDB files into this folder. Now, if we come back to the command prompt, I can maybe go back to our build folder here, come back to the command prompt. What I'm going to do is I want to just go back to a clean copy. I want to easily say ms build screwturnwiki target clean. So this will execute all steps necessary to clean it out. Right now in our simple build scenario, that just means deleting that build artifacts folder. So it goes ahead, come back here, build artifacts is gone. So we've got a nice automated way of cleaning, initializing, and building our solution. In future articles, we're going to expand this to testing and other steps necessary for creating a maintainable build solution.